words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength and our being. Amen. Remember that the story of Jonah, the story with which we at least probably have some acquaintance. In the beginning, God charged him to go to the great city of Nineveh, which was the capital of the Assyrian Empire. The Assyrians had captured the northern part of the country, and so had carried many off into slavery and work. And so the Assyrian Empire and the city of Nineveh in particular were of not very high regard as far as Jonah was concerned. Instead of portraying Jonah as an obedient prophet who did exactly what God told him to do, he is pictured as a recalcitrant, reluctant prophet who flees from his mission and then ultimately sulks because the people of Nineveh do repent. Jonah, in fact, jumps on a ship that is going in the exact opposite direction from where God told him to go. He soon found himself in the midst of a storm, and because it looked like the boat was going to sink, Jonah told the other sailors it was his fault and to throw him overboard, which they gladly did. He finds himself swallowed by a giant fish. It doesn't really say whale in the scripture, although most of the time that's what we think of. At any rate, with no hope of escape, Jonah calls upon God to have mercy, to let him get out of the belly of that fish. So God has the fish spit him up on dry land, and Jonah continues on his mission to Nineveh. He journeys across the city, crying for the people to repent, to see that their city not be destroyed. And much to his chagrin, the citizens of Nineveh repent. And so they were spared. It's at this point that the scripture which was read this morning begins the tale of Jonah and the great plant that comes over him to shade him. Jonah says to God that he knew all along that this was what was going to happen, that the people would repent and that God would spare them. No longer did Jonah remember his time in the belly of the whale when he called upon God for mercy. He said that he would do whatever God asked if only he would deliver him. But when Jonah needed God's help, it was okay for God to show mercy on him. But when it's needed by someone else, the Ninevites, Jonah wasn't so sure. The story illustrated Israel's purpose of spreading the word of God's love and mercy to the rest of the world, a love and mercy that was available to all and was available to Israel as well. It is available to us, even if we don't deserve it. We can't earn it, rather it is freely given to us by God. Jesus came to show us God's great generosity. He came to give his life that we might live, and proclaim the good news even after crucifying our Lord. The parable of the generous owner of the vineyard in today's gospel is clearly from Palestinian life. When the grapes were at their prime, they had to be harvested. And so the owner of the vineyard went out at various times, beginning early in the morning, to get laborers to come and to pick his grapes before they were spoiled. A deal is struck about the wage. The first hired early in the morning would receive the normal day's wage, a denarius. It was the amount paid to the day laborers who worked from sunrise to sunset. It was the amount that would allow them to buy food for their family for one day. The owner goes back at noon, at 9, at noon, at 3, and finally at 5, only an hour before the end of day. He promises to pay them what is right. The end of the story places in paradox two worlds, the world of merit and the world of grace. These same two worlds were operating in Jonah's day. The world of merit claims that those who work the longest, who bear the heat of the day, should get the most. The world of grace says, what would it be like to work for someone so generous that at the end of the day, you received enough to feed yourself and your family? Those hired for a denarius in the morning were upset because they thought that they should receive more than those who had only worked an hour. Jonah was offended because God accepted the repentance of the Ninevites. In Jonah's eyes, Nineveh was a wicked city, and its inhabitants should be punished or destroyed, no matter what. But in God's eyes, all inhabitants of the world are his creatures, and he really doesn't want to lose any of them. Instead, he wants to bring them to life, to abundant life. Merit demands the destruction of Nineveh. Grace allowed God to save them. Merit demanded that those who worked all day receive more. Grace allowed the owner to be generous to the undeserving. Which is more real? The grasping, competitive world we live in today, or the world of generosity created in the parable? And even more important, which world would you rather live in?